It was mostly Mark dragging me into drag, frankly. I came to drag kind of as an unwilling participant. I never had the desire to dress up in my mother's clothes or my sister's clothes. I've always been very comfortable with my gender role and with my masculinity. When I do drag, I don't think I'm a particularly beautiful woman. So I think it's hard to make my face feminine. The last few times we've done drag, I've let Mark do my makeup. This time we decided we're gonna have it professionally done. So I imagine I might look prettier this time around. We'll see. My husband happens to be very much of an extrovert and has been, since we've been living in Provincetown anyway, really into dressing in drag and has developed a persona that allows him to be even more flamboyant than his baseline over-the-top self. When I see him in drag, a part of me is wondering, oh my God, I hope he doesn't do something super outrageous that will embarrass me. What's he gonna do next? Or how far is he gonna take this? When I think about doing drag, coming from a conservative background, I feel like I can most comfortably do something vintage or traditional. And I felt like I wanted to be as much me in the dress as possible, so breasts were out. My choice of a classic flapper dress with flats and a conservative bob, I felt was a nice compliment to Mark's more Marilyn Monroe classic sexy beauty. One of the things I've noticed when Mark and I do drag together is that we become, Mark especially and me by association, more oriented towards the audience and how the audience is receiving us, which takes us kind of away from each other in a way. Over several drag evenings I've had with Mark, we've been able to have this discussion about how wouldn't it be interesting if we could dress in drag and also engage with one another more so, as opposed to just how fabulous we are in our drag costumes for the audience. The basis of drag is about freedom of expression. Drag is a playful and potentially politically powerful vehicle to express ourselves in our own unique, non-conforming ways. I find when I do drag, it allows me not only to be lighter with my sense of myself, but also drag helps me get in touch with the gentler, softer side of myself, which is an important thing for me in my development. I was born and raised in Wellesley, and I was the fourth and last child of my mother, who had three husbands. We were not wanting for anything material, but we were all needing some safety, some love, and some containment, which was not ever present. And also, I was a little gay boy. There was no safety in that home or in Wellesley being gay. From the first time I had my driver's license, I would drive down to P-Town to just lie out on Herring Cove for 2 hours, and then I would drive back home. I met my husband on Herring Cove, and now you've photographed us in our garden wearing drag. People have been coming here for decades and maybe centuries with not dissimilar stories of escaping intolerance to come to P-Town, where they felt safe and they made it their home. And I'm one of those people.